Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Flock Here Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. That's this repeater right here. This repeater is owned and operated by the Flock Here Amateur Radio Association and uses a TL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computers, software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This evening, Ron messed up his call, has offered to give us a brief tutorial on a tricky bit of FT8 operation, and I will not butcher that topic or its call sign anymore. K3FR, there it is. I'll just let him get to the good stuff when the time comes. But before we get to that, does anyone have any announcements or any other topics or questions that they would like to discuss this evening? Please call now. Okay, no announcements and no additional questions, so not a problem. Just want to mention up ahead in Radio Sport, there's a whole bunch of QSO parties coming up. We are just starting to break into the beginning of QSO party season. And as you know, our own beloved Virginia QSO party is up in March, I believe. So another month to warm up your tees and equipment and get ready. So on next weekend, we got Vermont. We got Minnesota. We got British Columbia. All doing QSO parties, and of course there's a number of other contesting events going on throughout the week and this weekend, and you can find all that information at contestcalendar.com or wherever you find your radio sport information. So with that, let's take a quick round of check-ins, and then we will roll it around, learn a little bit more about FT8 operation, and see what people have been up to and see what people want to be up to. See if you can make a connection with somebody else who wants to do the same thing that you do, or maybe can teach you how to do something new that you're interested in doing, or just bring both with similar interests together. So give that a spin. If you'd like to join us this evening, please call now.
KX4K, KO4BCN.
K4BOX, in and out.
KO4QBB.
KM4, SPL, in and out tonight, Mike.
KJ7, APV.
WP7, RAV, in and out.
K7, TRB, in and out.
All right, excellent, we got
KO4, VNV.
All right, let's hold it there. I've picked up KX4, KU, KO4, BCN, K4, BOX, no comment, KO4, QVB, Quebec, Victor Bravo, KN4SPL, no comment, KJ7APV, WB7RAV, no comment, K7TRB, no comment, and the last call, KO4Bravo, November Zulu, question mark. Let me know if that's correct. KO4BNZ, is that correct?
That was KO4Victor, November Zulu.
Yeah, it's the B's and the Z's that get me every time. Thanks for the correction. Got you down, KO4VNC. Thanks for joining us. All right, anybody else would like to join us, or anyone else whose call I missed or messed up, please call.
KN4QXD, listen only tonight.
All right, KN4QXD, no comment. Thank you for stopping by. I didn't hear Ron check in, but I'm assuming he's out there since I talked just a couple minutes before the net. So, Ron, K3FR, I'm going to assume that you're checked in, and I'm going to assume that now is when you're going to tell us a cool thing that you offered to tell us. So if that's the case, please go ahead. K3FR, this is KF4TK.
KF4TK in the net. This is K3FR. Yes, this is Ron, and I am concerned he checked in. Well, okay, as you know, I'm a let's call it a VHF contester. More right now by situation than by choice, but I do enjoy VHF contesting. And many other contests also have the same problem where you're able to use digital modes when, and FT8 seems to be the most popular one right now. And you also get extra points for contacting the same station on other bands, and sometimes even extra counts, extra contact points for the higher bands, such as 432, etc. So this has been kicked around the WSJTX team for a while, and now WA3NUF from the team has indicated that beginning in version 2.5.3 of WSJT-X, and they're now up to 2.5.4 with a minor bug fix, there is a little bit easier way to do that, to indicate to stations that you'd like them to move to a different band and potentially even a different frequency on the band, and maybe even a different mode. So what they've done is made available in the TX5 message box the ability to insert the call that's in the that you're currently working. It's called the DX call. As a matter of fact, that's what the box that that call sign inhabits when you're QSOing with him. So they've made that that variable available to the programming in the TX5 freeform message box. So all you do is you, and then they, in order to make it easier, what they've done, they've proposed at least at this point, this part is not automated, that 50 megahertz be represented by a by the code A, 2 meters B, 220 C, and 432 D is in delta, and that also the modes SSB be represented by the letter V or as Victor, FT8 by the numeral 8, CW by the letter W, and I guess you could probably even use 4 for FT4 if you're going to be doing that, and possibly even Q for Q65 if you want to, if you can arrange that properly. So the protocol to do this then is you start a message, you make a permanent message with it includes the symbol $DXCall. That's the dollar sign. D is in delta, X is in X-ray, C is in Charlie, A is in alpha, L is in Lima, L is in Lima. Give it a space, and then put in band code first, concatenated with the mode letter as one word. Give it another space, and then type in three digits which indicate the kilohertz above the beginning of the band, the reference point of the band, so 50 megahertz, 144 megahertz, 220 megahertz, and 432 megahertz. So if you were to want your, to move someone, say, to 2 meter sideband, and you're working in, that message would be configured as $DXCall space A V, A being you wanted to move them to 50 megahertz, A for 50 megahertz and V for sideband, and then 125, which is generally the calling frequency on 50 megahertz, or if you're using a different frequency, say maybe 135, similarly, moving someone to the 432 FT8 frequency would be $DXCall, Delta Victor, I'm sorry, Delta 8 174. That's the standard calling frequency for FT-81432. So it works out fairly easy. Not much of it's recognized. My basic message just says the $DX call space XX, and then another, and then I just hit the carriage return. That makes it a permanent message in the TX5 box that's available. So I click the TX5 box, double click on the XX, type in the band mode code, and then space and type in the frequency to move him to. So that's it. I've got a little chart, a little matrix here made up for myself to use, and I'm going to try that next contest. So that's about it. Anybody have any questions? Take us through my KF4TK, K3FR.
Okay, 5 minutes, Ron. Thanks for that. Is there a webpage or other reference that folks can reference in the event they didn't move their pencils quick enough to catch all the special characters and things needed to type in? Where can they go to work through this at their own pace?
Well, I found this information reported in the VHF contesting column, I should say VHF-UHF contesting column of the current issue of the National Contest Journal, NCJ. Anybody who's an ARRL member can, and if you're subscribed to QST, you can download and have access to an online version of the NCJ as well as QEX, an online magazine, to as well as you've got your QST available when it comes out too. So there's probably a website. I haven't traced it down. It's probably more likely on the chat rooms that are related to WSJTX. So I don't have those available at the moment. Sure.
All right, Ron, fair enough. Does anyone have any questions or clarifications on the topic that Ron gave us? Please call now.
K1HTV.
K1HTV, go ahead, sir.
Good evening, this is K1HTV, and name is Bill. Just a clarification on the, I believe, Ron, you said, this is for Ron, $DX call. Do you mean $DX followed by the call sign? The actual use of it is $DX and space. You don't have to put the colon because the $DX equates to the call sign that you have entered in the DX call field. So when you're working, if I'm working K3FR, I would just type $DX space, you know, letter, space, number, and it automatically embed the call sign. Over.
Okay, Rich. Thanks for the question. No, $DX call is the name of the variable, so you have to type that all as one word. No space in the middle there. It's the name of the variable. Unfortunately, you don't get to put your call sign in because there's not enough space in the FT8 and FT4 message format to do that. Over.
You do not have to type the entire word $DX call. Try just $DX. And that equates to your call sign. Over.
Okay. No, I did not try that. I just still went by what was in the article in NCJ.
Roger. That makes it much shorter. So just $DX space and the two letters or the letter numbers and then the three numbers for the frequency. And it'll work. So we don't have to type as much. And it worked. And you can save that as a macro. And then you can pull down the macro list and select the one you want. So you can make one for each band mode switch, so if you want to switch somebody to 40-meter sideband, you just create the macro for 2-meter sideband or 70-centimeter FT8. You create the separate macros, and you simply pull it down from the menu and send it. Anyway, just thought I'd clarify that. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Okay, back to you, Mike. KF8-4TK, K3FR.
All right, thanks very much, gentlemen. Appreciate that, and always good to learn something new. Thank you. All right, this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net. We're going to take a spin around our roundtable. Tell us what you've been up to in ham radio or what you'd like to be up to in ham radio. And we'll start at the top of our list with Kevin, KX4KU. How you doing?
KX4TEK, KX4KU. In the net. Good evening, Mike. Thank you for doing the net tonight, as you often do. I just on the FT8 stuff. I don't use FT8 much for contesting. That's my personal preference. And just for yucks and fun, this past weekend they had the 160-meter contest. And even though I can tune up on 160 meters with my 135-foot NFED or whatever long it is, it doesn't, you know, obviously won't go very far. But, you know, I got, as far as Minnesota and down to the Caymans and Puerto Rico, but nothing west of Mississippi. I didn't even expect to do as well as I did. I did get a ton of East Coast stations. Well, not a ton, but, you know, I got most of the states east of Mississippi, which is pretty neat, including Rhode Island and Delaware. But I was just having fun, and that's, you know, really part of the hobby that we should be doing. So other than that, nothing else exciting. So I'll turn it back to the read, Mike. KX4TEK, KX4KU, back to net.
All right, Kevin. I agree, man. It's all about having fun, pushing yourself, and maybe even not pushing yourself, but just enjoying where you're at and having fun. That's my opinion anyway. So thanks for checking in. Good to hear you're doing all right, and good job on 160. All right, KO4BCN, how you doing tonight?
Hello, KO4BCN here. Trying out a new setup here with my rig, my UHF rig. Doing handheld, but I've got pipes and connected speakers and different mics, so I hope I sound pretty good. I've been playing around with this setup and a lot of FT8, and then I've been trying to get FL Digi running and making cables and doing all sorts of fun ham radio stuff today. It's been a good day to hide where it's warm. Man, I did not want to go outside. When I had to use a soldering iron out in the garage, I'm glad I have the heater. But otherwise, everything's going pretty well over here. KO4BCN, back to net.
Okay, KO4BCN. Well, first, with respect to the audio, you do have a fair bit of, I'll call it background noise. I mean, your RF signal seems to be full quieting into the machine, but there is a fair bit of background noise, buzzing or humming on your audio itself, and then a periodic beeping that seems to be about once per second. So I think the best way to hear what I'm trying to describe is to check the members area of the website for the recordings of the nets and play it back and listen to your signal, and then you will know exactly what it is you sound like. And so I just wanted to provide that feedback to you. Good luck with it. Alright, our next non-comment only check-in, KO4QVB. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Mike. Yep, doing well. Been on the net for, you know, a number of months now, and so Wednesday was my first time I was able to do net control. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I think for the rest of the year is, my goal is to get my general ticket. And that's all I have. Just everyone stay warm. Thanks for running the net, Mike. This is KO4QVB, back to net. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, sounds great. Yeah, good luck on the general, and congrats on getting your first net under your belt. We all appreciate your doing that. I apologize I wasn't able to check in Wednesday, but maybe I'll check in next time you do the net. Hi, hint, hint. Not hi, hint, hint. Anyhow, thanks for joining us, and if there's anything we can do to help you line up that general and knock it down, let us know. All right, we are up to KJ78PV. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK,
Hey, this is KJ7APV talking to y'all from Catlett, Virginia. But I am attending two colleges remotely in Idaho and doing pretty well in my classes. Thus, you have not heard from me much because 14 credits is a lot of reading and writing. So, diligent work. Radio is kind of diligent work. But tonight I just happen to be available for the net. Haven't done a whole lot in amateur radio, but I was going over my list of things to do recently, and I see that I owe some of you some email from recent interactions about a question that I had for you. I hadn't written back to say thanks, I think. I'm sorry about that. I appreciate all the help that CAMs are capable of giving. One moment. And from too long ago, I also have a note to myself to provide to Katie, a whole group of you, including Brad, in the club, and Sarah, were thinking about what kind of exercises could be provided for recently licensed hands. And so I offered to share something from my club in Idaho, where I got licensed. Went through this exercise a number of times. It's kind of like a course that you go around, and there's stations, and you're holding a kind of a matrix printout in your hand, and net control calls you and tells you to read out a certain element on the matrix, and then you read it out, and it gives you a lot of good practice in the protocols and in participating in nets. I have not done that yet either, so, but it's on my list of things to do, and I am remiss, I apologize, so hopefully I'll follow through on that, and I may actually rejoin you at Groups.io when things clear up. Is that still called the Reflector? So I will leave you with that. Thank you so much for all the sharing and for running the net, and Mike, I see you're also the treasurer. I got your message on that. I need to turn my dues in. So everybody turn in your dues for the Faro Club. Back to you, KJ. Back to you, KF4TEK, KJ7APV.
All right, Becca, fine business. Well, thank you for checking in. It's good to hear that you're still out there and still learning hard. Reflector. Reflector is a term that hams have used to refer to mailing lists, email mailing lists for a long time. And groups.io is a little bit more than just a mail list. So the cool thing about groups.io is you can treat it like a reflector, like an email list. That's how I typically interact with it, frankly, just via through email. But there's also a very rich web interface that allows you to peruse the tagged and organized collections of resources that people have put up there, along with other documents and things of that nature that are not immediately apparent from the email. So while there is an email reflector type capability that Groups.io presents, it is more than just that. So out there for members to explore, and definitely suggest that you take a few minutes and click over there and see all the stuff we got over there. People have put up some good stuff. All right, this is KF4TEK for the FARA Technical Services Net, and we are up to KO4 Victor November Zulu. How are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK, this is KO4BZN. I'm doing pretty good, and I was very interested in your last comment about the reflector and the other things that are available to the group IO. I'm so very new to this, I don't know what I don't know. So that's part of the reason to listening into all these networks when I can't just to learn something else. As far as myself, this week I haven't done much other than my radio check system more than the handheld I'm using, having it both with Bluetooth and manually, and having some fun with that. I've been able to hit a couple near me. I'm located near Opal, and other than that, and just taking it easy, getting over, I just got my fourth Moderna shot. I got a fourth shot because I'm immune compromised, and so I thought I'd take it easy this weekend and not put myself too much, basically. Other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you all for the information. I've been writing quite a few of the notes that I've heard tonight. This is KO4VZ clear.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, and I looked on the... I was looking for a link for the groups.io. I didn't see one on the website immediately, but I only spent about 3 seconds looking for it. There's a link at the bottom of every message. If you get emails, you can click it and go there, but I don't have that to give out right now, but maybe Kevin knows. You also dropped out there a little bit. You may have an issue with your mic cable if you're using a hand mic or something like that, or your push-to-talk button if you're using an HT. But we got 95%, I think, of what you were going to share, and so thank you for joining us and looking forward to hearing from you on Wednesday. That is the end of the list, so let me make a quick call for rechecks or new checks. If you would like to recheck or join us, please call now.
You want HTV? KTPICN.
AI4EKI.
All right, I picked up K1HTV. K2PI, KI4EKI, maybe, and I think KO4BCN. Let me check on some of those. Is that KI4EKI? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. KI4EKI.
Okay, great. Thank you. And the last station checked in, KO4BCN. Was that you rechecking?
I thought I was after K1HTV, but yeah, I'm here. KO4BCN.
You may well have been. That's just the order in which my brain was able to latch on to the calls and get them into the computer, so I apologize for that. So, great. Good group. We'll start at the top of an arbitrary list that I have here, so I apologize if it's not the order that you actually made it into the pileup. K1HTV, go ahead.
Mike, this is K1HTV. One comment on the recordings for those who had mic audio problems. You might listen to the recordings, as was mentioned, but they're not available until 9 p.m., 1 hour after, you know, the net starts. That's when they become available. So if you try to go to the website and listen to them at a quarter of, if the net ends early, you'll not be able to hear them. They'll become available at 9 p.m. So that's one thing for those, for the last station that just was on VNZ. And also, I think it was KO4BCN, had some funny audio background sounds. So, you can listen to your audio. Another thing, you could also listen to your own audio if you have a second handy talkie. I don't think VNZ Chuck has a second handy talkie yet, so can't monitor it. If you do have one, I would suggest taking the antenna off the second HT as you key the first HT, so you don't overload the front end and possibly blow out the radio preamp stage in the radio. So. Okay, a couple things. The solar flux is up to 125, and that's good. There's a large sunspot group, sort of in the center of the sun at about 45 degrees north latitude on the sun, and it's looking like it may produce some, at least some M flares and possibly even an X flare. So keep an eye on that. 10-meter DX today, worked at BK while I was over at Andy's house watching the football game late afternoon. On 12 meters, just remotely coming back to my station and working at VK. I heard a couple of VKs in Australia on 10 meters. The band was in good shape to Europe earlier in the day, and I think we'll see some better conditions as the solar flux continues to stay above the 120 mark. The only other thing, plan to get, hopefully Andy will be over Wednesday, replace a rotator on the old tower, which has failed. Looks like some of the teeth in one of the gears is gone, and it looks like that. I've got another spare rotator, which will go up. If the weather cooperates on Wednesday, it should be in the 50s. So that's it. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich. Fine business. Thank you for that. And I did find the grooves.io link. It is right up on top of the page in the members area on the website. So just log into the members area on the W4VA.org website, and it's the second link. Well, it's not the, it's on the first page. It says subscribe to Friday's discussion group at groups.io, so it's easy to see. That's right up there towards the top of the page. All right, K2PI, good to hear you, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, KF4TEK and the net. This is K2PI. Name is Harv, H-A-R-V. I'm also located in Warrenton. Just want to say good evening to everybody, and good to hear everyone on. Rich, actually the flux is 126.9 at this point. I know that because I've got a new ham clock that I built out of a pie here, and it tells me the flux every time I look up. So it's a pretty useful little device. That's one of the projects I worked on this weekend. Interesting, it's a very simple project, not hard to build, but he's got a little bit of a hidden feature that's screen blanks, and if you don't know about that, unfortunately, you can drive yourself insane trying to write all sorts of Linux commands into config files and doing everything possible to keep this thing from blanking, not realizing that he's got an underlying layer with a small digital switch that turns this thing off automatically. And if you don't know about it, you will spend 12 hours like I did trying to figure that out. So one of the things I did after getting the information from him and making that change so this thing stayed illuminated all the time is go onto my QRZ page and document that. Hopefully some other ham will come across it and won't spend half a day trying to fix that. Other than that, I've been converting a lot of my Pi projects into RPi 2W projects, the 02W, I'm sorry, which is the smaller Pi, which is actually pretty robust now. And for $15 as a replacement for a lot of the projects I'd had running on Pi 3s and 4s, it's freeing up some of the bigger, stronger Pis to do other things. So kind of enjoying that. Puttering around the shack, was in the 160 contest this weekend for a while, operating. Didn't spend a ton of time on it, but really enjoyed the contest. It was a lot of activity. Back to net, KF4TEK, K2PI.
All right, Harv, well, thanks for that. Went and started to visit your QRZ page, and lots of great-looking stuff there that I haven't seen before, so I always enjoy looking at a good QRZ page and nice shack photo, so I'm definitely going to spend a few minutes later this week looking at that. Fine business. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Daniel Services Net, and we are up to KI4EKI. How you doing?
KI4EKI. Heard the net on, I thought I'd stop by and give my 2 cents worth. Well, to add to the solar information, neutron count goes as follows, 7.4 NT above normal at 5%, 0.5%, a 48-hour average. And also, to confirm Rich's thing about the sunspots, yes, we did have an M-class flare earlier today, and there is a coronal mass ejection headed our way. Should be here in about 3 days. Other than that, nothing else to report except working on the old P25 reflector hosted here on the domain, and all is seeming to be very well. Had to make a few tweaks or anything, but I'll leave it at that. KI4EKI back to net.
Okay. Well, good news. Well, I'm not sure if it's good news on the coronal mass ejection or not. I guess that depends on whether what the effect is when it gets here. Thanks for sharing all that, and thanks for stopping by. And hope to hear you again on the air soon. All right. Last but not least, KO4BCN again. Go ahead with your recheck.
Thanks. KO4BCN here. I switched back to my other setup. I'll have to go listen to the recording in about an hour. I've been doing a lot of Pi stuff too, the K2PI. I've got an indoor weather readout on a little touchscreen that hits the national weather broadcast and puts up the forecast and the current temperatures and weather and such. And it's pretty neat. But yeah, sometimes there's the little sneaky things. I spent 3 days figuring out I deleted a line during debugging the first day. Finally found it this morning, so now it's back up and running. But I love the Pi. I've got tons of them around the house. Got a Pi hole and a Pi hole backup and audio servers all over the place. So great piece of hardware. Enjoy. KO4BCN, back to net.
All right, very good. Just remember Rich's note about audio showing up at 9 o'clock, and hope that helps you out. Your audio sounds much better now, although it is a little bit quieter, so your deviation is down a little bit. So hopefully we can help you get that all sorted out in the coming days. All right, it's been a good net, but I would like to say that this is KF4TEK, and I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight and remind you that if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Again, this is KF4TEK, closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all. Have a good evening.
K1HTV, KI4EKI for short.
KI4EKI, K1HTV.
I was just wondering if you had about 5 seconds in the shack there to test out something real quick.
I'm not in the shack. I'm watching the football game upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich. Okay, I can do this later. I'm sorry. I just thought I'd ask.
Any chance you happen to have an Alexa app, not the app, but the... any of the Echo Dots or any of the Echo, the Alexa pieces of equipment and at your QTH?
Negative.
K2PI, Harv, are you there?
K2PI, what's up, Rich?
I'm wondering if it's a local issue. I'm when I try to talk to any of the Echo Dots, they're having trouble connecting. I wonder if it's a local issue. I'm seeing data coming through on the computer. So I know the Internet is working. I wonder if there's a problem with the home base. Can you talk to your... any of your Alexa devices?
Second, K2PI.
KI4EKI for short. Rich, real quick tip. If you want to make sure you've got connectivity to Amazon, is from any computer, ping AmazonAWS.net. If you get a response, then their network is up. If not, well, you get the idea.
AmazonAWS, all one word. .net.
Yes, that's the one of the servers that handles the Echo Dots. Unfortunately, contrary to what a lot of people like me to have, I just never was interested in having any of those things. And I tell you, I got to actually watch my bandwidth here for what I use anyway, because of the domain that's hosted here. I got to reserve all the possible bandwidth for the servers.
KCPI. I think the network's down. Mine are not responding either, Rich. So something must be going down wrong at the host.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you very much for checking. And okay, on the Amazon AWS.com. I'm not at the computer right now, but Harv, if you are, you may want to ping that address, see if it responds, or see if I guess I would say somewhere along the network, but it's probably at the server as you suggested. Great, thank you. I'm going to go back to the football game on HTV. Good night, guys.
I always look at the AWS Service Health Dashboard, which is at status.aws.amazon.com. But anyway, I'm not. I'm scrolling through it right now. It's a huge list of stuff. So I'll let you know, Rich. But it's clearly something going on. I'm seeing it as well. 73 KQPI.
The Russians or the North Koreans are doing funny things.
KI4EKI. Yeah, I can't ping the AWS central server from here neither, so obviously something's cooking.
I'm not sure if it's a hardware issue or somebody's playing that some nasty stuff. All right, take care, guys. I'm sure it'll pop up again. I'll be listening, however, if you come up with anything. I'll be monitoring as I watch the game. 73 KQPI, back to the LA game with San Francisco.
Hey, Rich, while I'm at it, waving a hand once again, we'll see you. We'll be around. Be safe. KI4EKI.